It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in it.
Good morning, 51 degrees, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Visit York County presents the second annual Battle of the Rock competition this December, December the 12th through the 14th. We have the executive director for Visit York County in the studio this morning. We have Billy Dunlap. And Billy, you brought along a high school athlete from South Point High School and her coach, and we'll get to these fine ladies in a quick second. But Billy, this is the second annual Battle of the Rock Showcase, basketball showcase. This was an event created by Visit York County.
Yeah, we had this idea last year that we wanted to, you know, when I was growing up in this area, you had the Sell River Classic, which was the big basketball event that was in Winthrop, and we wanted to do something similar to that. So we started Battle at the Rock last year. We had 19 teams. It really grew into a national event by the teams that we were able to attract. And then this year, we've gone from 19 teams to 36 teams. We've added girls as well. So it has really become a nationally recognized basketball showcase, and we're just excited to have it here in York County.
So the games are December the 12th through the 14th at Nation Ford High School. These are some of the premier high school basketball programs in the area.
Yeah, we've got two teams from Arizona. We got Oak Hill Academy from Virginia. We've got Dorman and from Spartanburg, who's a three-time 5A state champion. We got some of the premier players in the country. We've got guys that are going to LSU and Kansas and some of the premier programs in the country. So if you want to see some really high-caliber basketball on the boys' side and the girls' side, Battle at the Rock's place to be starting Thursday night.
I'm sorry, but I got to just step in here because this is a lot of growth in just from the first year to the second year. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's a great event as far as competition, but Nation Ford's got a great facility. Mm-hmm. We take care of the teams when they get there. They get a lot of swag. They get T-shirts and bags and things like that. We feed them after every game. We really take care of them. But the competition is so good, and once the event ended last year, we had teams calling the next day wanting to get in.
Wow.
So when we added girls, we said, you know, if we're going to do girls, we want to do the top girls programs in North and South Carolina. So that's what we did. We went and got the top girls, the top players. We went and got Audrey Kell out of Charlotte, Providence out of Charlotte, because we wanted the competition to really be good, because that feeds the growth going forward.
Well, you didn't have to look very far.
Absolutely.
For some great competition.
We've talking about the South Point Lady Stallions basketball team. We have in the studio this morning Coach Butler, as well as player Jamia Blake. And Jamia is a senior, and not only a senior, one of the top five seniors in 5A girls high school girls basketball.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's
so
impressive.
Much.
That is really cool. By hearing that, what goes through your mind when you hear people say your name followed by those accolades?
Just hard work pays off, because I know I've been working a long time for accolades like that. So it just feels good to have it finally pay off.
And that's a great point you mentioned there. So some of it's God-given talent, but you can have God-given talent and do nothing with it. Talk a little bit about your training. When did you start picking up a basketball? Who were those influencers in your life to get you where you are today and be as successful as you are today?
Okay, well, I think I first started picking up a basketball probably 6 years old, and a big influence of that was my mother. She also played basketball in high school and college. So she was my number one trainer and still is today.
She's the one holding the camera on you right now.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
A very proud mom, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's let Coach Butler come on in real quick. Coach Butler. So explain to folks how rare it is to have an athlete like Jamia on your team. Or you're full of a lot of great athletes, and nothing to take away from Jamia. But talk a bit about how special she is for the Lady Stallions.
Well, you know, she's going to go down in history as probably one of the best to play. We've had the school is in short existence, and she's been on a varsity team since her freshman year, and she's really has kind of been a staple of our program. The opponents view her as that. I think that she has, in the last few years, received some double teams. And, you know, I think they kind of key in on her. But like you said, we've got some other really good players as well. But Jamia has been, you know, I think she came my third or fourth year at third year at South Point. And that first year wasn't so easy for her. She's kind of got thrown into the fire, but she's really adjusted well, and really, you know, kind of been a staple of what we tried to do, and understands wholeheartedly what our program is about, hard work and putting team first. And yes, she's gotten a lot of individual accolades and praise, but you know, probably if you asked her, one of her number one goals is to continue to win, but also to, you know, hopefully win a state championship.
So do the scouts come out, I suppose, to Battle of the Rock to catch the talent?
Absolutely. We've had college coaches reaching out to us just about every day, talking about, because when you bring in the top players, that's a byproduct, is you bring in the top college coaches too, and the games, just like these guys, I mean, they're going to play Keenan on opening night, which has Malaysia Fulwiley, who's one of the top players in the country. She's a ninth grader. Then they're going to play Dorman on Saturday, which is one of the top 5A programs in South Carolina. So competition, you know, being able to come in and play two great games like that, I'm sure these guys are excited, and I know those teams are excited to play them too, because they have one of the premier programs in the state.
We got to defend your home turf, right?
Yes, sir.
We love that. All right. So Billy Dunlap is the executive director with Visit York County. Visit York County is presenting Battle of the Rock, the York County High School basketball. Well, it's the basketball showcase featuring schools from all over the country. But for York County schools, there's a great spirit competition for them.
Yeah. Athletic departments are always looking for money, and that they always need more funding. So we thought we would put together this program. Lito's Pizza came in, but it's the York County High School Spirit Competition. And basically the way it works is when you come in, if you're from one of the York County high schools, you'll put a ticket in the bucket when you come in. And the school at the end of the event that has the most tickets or the most people that come to see them play, that athletic department is going to get $1,000.
Fantastic.
And that's a great opportunity for these schools to get additional funding, and it also helps us because it brings more fans.
Okay.
Because last year on Saturday night, last year was just Friday and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday night is completely sold out for the last session. So this thing is going to bring a lot of people. We've had teams reach out and say, you know, what's your capacity? Because we're going to travel well. So it's going to be a really great time.
Well, we have more players that have just joined us here on Palmetto Mornings. We're talking about Visit York County's Battle of the Rock. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of this break. We got to get to news and traffic because they're always together.
Morning, 53 degrees out there. It's still foggy, but it's lifting a little bit. 8:25 on Tuesday. This is Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Visit York County is preparing for the second annual Battle at the Rock Showcase at Nation Ford High School. It'll take place December the 12th through the 14th. This featuring some of the best high school basketball programs in the country. You have local teams as well as teams from as far away as what, Arizona, Billy?
Yes.
Billy Dunlap's executive director for Visit York County. This is an event that Visit York County built from the ground up. Again, it's hosted at Nation Ford High School. It features some of the best players, high school basketball players, as we just mentioned, in the country, including players like Mason Grigg from Northwestern High School, one of the top five seniors and 5A basketball here in South Carolina. And Mason, welcome to Palmetto Mornings, and congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, so talk a little bit about your basketball journey. What age did you pick up a ball? Who are those influencers in your life? How did you become as successful as you are today on the court?
Well, I grew up shooting hoops with my dad back in the behind the house, and I've just had a ball on my hand for as long as I can remember.
You just held it in your hand, and you're like, I can do this.
Yes, sir. I just want to do what my dad did.
That's fantastic. Did your dad play basketball too?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
So what does it mean for you, for Northwestern, South Point's also playing in this, as well as Nation Ford, to play in a tournament like this here at home against some nationally ranked basketball teams?
Well, I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, there's a ton of competition, and we got AZ Compass as our first game, and they're a great team.
Out of Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that just shows you the competition that's going to be here. If there's teams coming all the way from Arizona, I mean, it's going to be a great showcase.
And as a player, are you looking forward to playing a team? I mean, how often do you play a team, high school basketball team from Arizona, for starters? But two, just to see a different level, like how they play a little differently than how you all play and the area teams play. What do you, when you look forward to it, what are you looking forward to seeing in this besides getting the win?
Well, definitely looking forward to the different style of play, because mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a totally different style of play mm-hmm. on the West Coast. And this will be the first time I play a team that's not in North Carolina or Georgia, really.
Mm. Okay.
And so I think it's going to be a great experience.
Do you watch film?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh, let that's me just okay. say right now on air, I'm identifying as a man today. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Both Mason and Jamia.
We keep it fluid around here. It's all good.
Jamia is from South Point. Both of them have been raised very well, and that's what we expect with our athletes. And both of them are so humble, and they're so down to earth. And Billy, scouts will certainly be at this game. And at this point, these young athletes are really starting to brand themselves, right? Like, they're just seeing how they will be attractive, not only their style of play, but how they fit into the team atmosphere at a college.
Absolutely. And both of these players, they have offers. They're going to have opportunities to play at the next level. And, you know, maybe an event like this will get a coach into the gyms that will maybe give them an opportunity that they didn't have before. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's great competition for the teams, but for the individual players, it may give them an opportunity to play somewhere that they maybe didn't have the opportunity to play before.
Visit York County Again presents Battle at the Rock Showcase at Nation Ford High School, December the 12th through the 14th. 36 teams this year, 24 boys teams, 12 girls teams, including those teams right here locally, Northwestern High School. So pay attention to the name Mason Gregg, and at South Point High School, Jamia Blake. Athletes, congratulations. Good job. Good luck. Bring home the win. And can't wait to follow your success on the basketball court. And then Billy Dunlap, again, executive director for Visit York County. Fantastic program. Built it from the ground up. Hopefully it will be another economic boost for
Absolutely.
This area.
Looking forward to it.
All righty. Right now it's 8:30. We have lots more Palmetto Mornings on the way.